Good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful Sabbath Sunday morning down here in Salt Springs, and we're having what I call a soft day. God has given us clouds, and a cold front may be coming through, but God is still God. This morning I woke up and went to my phone and saw a text that a dear friend of ours had just crossed over to be with her Jesus, Joanne Mingle. She was approximately 90 years old. She fought a good fight.
Yeah.
And every time Buck and I would visit her, she was full of stories of how precious Jesus was to her and how he would give her opportunities to witness when she was in the hospital or to family or even on the telephone to people she knew and had met. The song in the background that's playing is called Forever. Be with her forever because she's with Jesus. We're gonna miss her. And this morning I found a picture I had saved and was going to send to her. It's a picture of her on a bus, one of our buses, years ago. Looks like 1999 on the back of the photo. And she's caring for an elderly person from a nursing home. That's where we met Joanne. We were at Regent's Park, and she would sneak into the service when she could get away from the person she was taking care of to listen to our service. And if she couldn't get away, she would come in after the service and say, "Could I have a copy of your service?" It was on her heart to always see that the people she was caring for would have eternal life. And Joanne was a prayer warrior. She loved her family dearly. She hung on to this point because she didn't want to leave all of us. She wanted to be there for us, wanted to be a witness and to pray for us. She's joined that cloud of witnesses, and she's rooting us on. And John, if you're listening, and Mike, and Andrew, she would say, fight the good fight of faith. Look to Jesus in all your ways. Turn your heart over to him. Let him be your all in all. And John, we know that Jesus was her all in all. She was a good example to us. Pastor Buck.
You know, the Bible says to honor them that labor among you. And this morning, another soldier is at rest. I want to thank the Lord for Joanne Mingle for over 25 years. Never failed to support us every month. She believed that our heart was with nursing home people and the lost.
Amen.
And I thank her for that.
Yes.
And I want to say to her son today, John, you know your mama's in a better place.
Amen.
And I celebrate the fact that early this morning, about 4 o'clock, that she went home to be with Jesus.
Yes.
Pastor Nikki, let's dedicate this worship service to Joanne Mingle's life, and you go ahead and open us up with a word of prayer.
Okay. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and praise you. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you that nothing can ever separate us from your love because of Jesus. Jesus, thank you for going to that cross and paying the price for our sin. Thank you for Joanne's life and that she learned that you were her Savior years yes. ago. And she faithfully yes, served you Lord. And looked to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much for her example. And Father, might we be examples to those around us. Might they see our faith, our trust, that you are working all things together for good to those who love you. And we love you because you first loved us.
Yes, Lord.
We understand love so much better because of you, because of what you've done in our lives, how you've forgiven our sin, Lord. And Father, today, if there's anybody listening that's not sure that they're saved, I pray that you would open up their mind of understanding, that they would see your love, they would understand that there is no sin too great that Jesus' precious blood can't wash away. Might they humble themselves and come to you and ask for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for that wonderful gift. And we thank you for the gift of one another. During this season, Father, it's hard to be separated from one another. We wanted to see Joanne before we made this move to Salt Springs, but she had just come out of the hospital. She was suffering and weak, and we were staying away from anyone because of the COVID virus, because of Buck's surgery on his knee. But Father, I know that she understood and that if there is prayer in heaven, she's praying for us now. We thank you, Father. I believe that. Thank you, Father, for one another. We pray for one another and we ask that you would pour out your blessings upon us today, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Joy comes in the morning, doesn't it? So if you're down, a little down or depressed, look to the Lord. He'll take you up.
Do you?
the morning, which we did, and I had the Eastern Gate, which says, I'll meet you in the morning, just inside the Eastern Gate.
Praise you, Lord.
This morning we're reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Amen.
Pastor Bud.
Good word, my darling. Good word. The Bible makes it plain that there's going to be a judgment day. The Bible makes it plain that there's going to be some books that God keeps a record so that we can see. God is going to show us why He judges us the way that He will.
Amen.
The Bible talks about a great white throne judgment. And the Bible says that the dead, small and great, will stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. That's the book that Jesus told His disciples, rejoice not in all the things you see or you do here on earth, but rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. You see, that book will be opened. That book will be opened. And the Bible says the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Now, works don't save you. But we have no idea what heaven's going to be like. But we do know that the Bible talks about God is going to reward those that are saved according to how they live their Christian life. Amen. We will be judged accordingly of how we used what God made available to help other people come into the kingdom.
Amen.
Folks, Judgment Day is coming up on us soon. And we need to get the gospel out. That's why we're here today in Salt Springs, Florida.
Amen.
That's why we've not went to the church right up here in this resort. We believe that God wants us to give you the word on Sunday, and that you can be strengthened and blessed and saved from a devil's hell. The Bible says that the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And I thought, when the Bible says that the sea will give up the dead, those that died in the oceans, I thought about the Titanic and how frightening and terrified the people must have been. With that ship going down, there was no more lifeboats, and there was nothing to do but for them to die a horrible death. oh, I don't know how many, called upon the Lord for salvation. But I do know this, the Bible says the sea will give up the dead. And here's another thing that you might want to think about. The Bible says, and death and hell delivered up the dead. Some people say, where do I go when I die from this body? Well, there's only two places. That spirit, your soul, will go either straight to heaven in the arms of God, or that spirit will go straight to hell. The Bible says death and hell will give up the dead. We're talking about you and eternity. We're talking about that when you die, you're not going to get another chance to make it right.
No.
Those of you that are putting off getting saved, listen, you're gambling with hell. You are gambling with eternity in hell. And the Bible says that death and hell delivered up the dead, and they were judged, everyone, according to their works.
Amen.
Not being saved. If you're saved, you're not going to be lifted up out of hell. The Bible says, and death and hell was cast back into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was, listen today, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Oh, beloved, beloved, if you've ever listened to something, you need to listen to these words. Do you believe the Bible is true?
Yes.
Well, whether you believe it or not, it is true. And the Bible says that in the book of life, when you are truly saved, you're born again of the Spirit of God. And Jesus Christ, you've accepted, after you've repented of your sins, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and you followed Him, your name is written,
yes,
right then in heaven in the book of life.
Amen.
And the Bible says those names that are not written, when each one of us stands before the great white throne judgment, and that book of life is open, and your name is not in there, your whole eternity is going to be in the lake of fire. And God the Father, right now, you say, oh, if God really loved me, He wouldn't do that. God's not doing that. He's giving you the opportunity
to choose
between loving this world and loving Him.
Yes.
We have free will. We're the only creation that God has created that has free will. You know why? God could just program us to love Him. But would that really be love?
No.
Would that really be love? If Pastor Nikki, 26 years ago, if I'd have went into a chemist and went under an operation and somehow they programmed my brain to love you, and they done all the operation and all the x-rays and all that surgical stuff and programmed me to love you, that wouldn't be true love, would it?
No.
But God spoke to my heart about you. And God gave me a love for Nikki Stanley. And I love her today. I love her today. We were up all night with my knee. All night long with my knee. I have the pain, but it's getting better every day. When they say no pain, no gain, that's a good saying. But you know, that's real love. That's real love, and that's what God wants from you and me. We can't be perfect. The only way that we can be perfect is through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we have the choice to believe and trust the Lord and love Him and want to be with Him.
Yes.
Or the pleasures of this world, which are temporary, and the pleasures of this world will send you straight to hell.
That's right.
And so it's important today to know these things. Whenever I get a text or a phone call, and that someone I've known for years, and someone that has been behind us, that they're gone. She's gone from this world. She's been set free from the pain,
yes,
and suffering,
yes,
of that body that she was living in that was dying daily, and suffering on top of that. Now, she's coming back with the Lord.
Yes.
And at the great white throne judgment, when that book is opened up called the Book of Life, I know her name is there.
Amen.
She loved the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
She loved the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And that's the kind of love that God wants from you and me. Just to love Him and depend on Him and to realize that we can't be good enough. But the one thing we can give God that He does not have. You've heard preachers say God's got it all. No, there's one thing He don't have. And that's our love.
That's right.
And we make the choice. God, help me to love you more. I prayed last night. I was up all night with pain. And I prayed. I said, God, just help me to keep loving you and trusting you and believing in you. And when I think about what He went through as a man on the cross of Calvary and all of the rejection and all of the so-called religious people, how they turned their back on Him and
yes,
even had Him crucified.
Amen.
I think my little old knee problem, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. You know, Paul was a man that considered it a pleasure to suffer for the Lord. I've not reached that point in my walk with God. I'd like to get there. And Peter was a man that loved the Lord Jesus so much that when they went to crucify Him, he said, I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Lord. Turn me upside down and crucify me. And that's how they crucified Him, upside down. I'm telling you, day by day, if you got to work at it.
Yeah.
If you will ask God, God, give me the faith. God, give me the love for you that I need to have.
Yes.
Lord, I want to walk with you upright in my heart and my spirit. God, I need you.
Yes.
I don't want to go through this day apart from you.
No.
And when you do that, and your love for the Lord will grow and grow. Now, there's a difference between your love and God's love. God loves you completely. Can't love you less or love you more. But we have an opportunity.
Yes.
You and I have an opportunity to walk with the Lord. And our love will increase. Our faith will increase. The favor of God will increase in our life.
Amen.
And we'll see Him work and move. And we'll see miracles daily in our life.
Amen.
I look back over the last few months since I left West Virginia. I look back over when the campground closed and we came back to Florida. And I've had this knee operation. I've seen God move in a way that we find ourselves here in a whole new field to work in.
Yes.
In the Salt Springs, Ocala, Silver Springs, Gainesville, Palatka, Florida area. And then, in just a few months, we'll be back up to our home. Almost heaven, West Virginia. Pastor Nikki, we would not have got this far. We would not have got this far without God's favor.
No.
No.
You're so right.
And I've been dealing with high blood pressure, and they get me to take my blood pressure every day. My blood pressure's running high. Well, I know it's because of pain and some of the things that Pastor Nikki and I have been through in the last few months that's just really terribly broke her heart. I'm going to tell you, a lot of things will run your blood pressure up. But I realize this one thing. Of all things, when it's all said and done, when the rubber meets the road, my name is written in the book of life.
Amen.
And when the Lord opens that book, I know that He's going to call my name. And when my name is called up yonder, I'm going to be there.
Amen.
I'm going to be there. And God wants you there too.
Yes.
God wants us all to be with Him for eternity.
Amen.
And I want to say, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, good people die young. Bad people die young. Good people die old. Bad people die old.
Yes.
We don't know the day nor the hour. And I'm seeing nothing but people talking about COVID. And I think we need to start talking about hell.
Amen.
More. We need to start talking about your future. It's not how good you're going to live in this life and all the things you'll accumulate. It's what you send ahead that'll be waiting on you when the book of life is opened up.
Amen.
And the books that are opened up according to the works that we did. And you will be glad. Sinner, won't you come? Do you think 2020 was bad? Well, it wasn't so bad for me. I had to make changes. We have to make adjustments. But we have to depend on the Lord and believe that He's God Almighty.
Yes.
And that He is in control.
Amen.
And I have believed Him through two knee transplants in 2020. And the trips made from West Virginia to Florida to West Virginia back to Florida. Moving everything we had in Jacksonville to Salt Springs. And even though I didn't sleep good and I was up all night long, praise God, God is still God. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm on my way to heaven. I don't know when the appointed time for me to leave this old body that's giving me so much trouble, but I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. And God is saying to you, get ready, get ready, get ready.
That's right.
Something big is going to happen. Something bigger than we even understand is going to happen in the year 2021. And God is doing everything, using us, utilizing us. Nikki and I have had the good news all year, last year. And as long as He tells us to get out here and live stream the good news, God has things He wants you to learn and to know. And I think that we forget about eternity more, and we are worried about this world, which is going to be destroyed by fire anyway.
You're right.
We're worried about how much money we're going to get. We're worried about something to eat, when the Bible makes it plain the righteous has never been forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I'm going to believe this. This is what I choose to believe the Bible in 2021, just like I did in 2020, just like I did in 1987 when I bowed down and got off my throne and I put Jesus Christ as the throne of my life.
Amen.
And that's what He wants from you.
Yes.
An old Christian, God loves you and wants to use you. He wants to use you in a mighty way. But He can't use you if you're so worried and hung up on the things of this world.
That's right.
He can't use you. He will not use you. And you will not have His favor. Let me ask you something. Does it seem like everything in your life is messed up and going wrong? God's not on the wrong path. You are. I'm on the wrong path if everything's messed up. I'm telling you, everything is just right. God is God, and He knows how to take care of His own.
Yes.
And I'm going to trust Him, and that's what He's asking from you today. Will you repent of your sins? Christian, are you living in sin? You've got to get the sin out of your life by repentance.
Yes.
And let's make sure we don't get our name blotted out of the book of life.
Amen.
Got to follow Jesus. Trust Him. You can trust Him.
Amen.
You'll be glad you did.
Yes.
We're going to close with this song. I wondered what our friend Joanne that went to heaven this morning, I wondered what she would want me to say, and this is exactly what the Holy Ghost put in my heart. Us preachers, I'm speaking to you. If you're ministering this good book here, you better start focusing more on telling people about eternity than the things that's going on in this present time. Amen. Which is just temporary.
Amen.
Oh, well, I just say, get under the spout till the glory comes out. Well, the glory's already here. The trouble is, you got your valve cut off because you got your focus on the things of the world.
Amen.
Get your focus on the things of heaven.
Amen.
And God will add to whatever we need. Amen.
Amen.
God bless your heart. Pray you have a great Lord's Day. I know many of you have went to church, and you'll watch this later. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. I pray for the Lord to bless you, to keep you. May His face shine upon you. Let's get in the glory land way. Let's get on the highway to heaven. Let's start shouting the praises of the Almighty God.
Amen.
That spoke everything into existence except us.
Amen.
He took the dust of the earth.
Yes.
And He shaped and formed us with His hands.
Amen.
He didn't speak it into existence. He created us in His own image. And then He breathed the living soul. How He loves you and me.
Amen.
How He loves you and me.
Yes.
We're going to close with this song today. I pray for you to do well. I pray that you may prosper as your soul prospers.
Amen.
As we sing this last song, everybody will be happy over there.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved earth shall soon the lonely kid.
Where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore.
Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody Everybody will.